Last Sunday, Irvin Favre, the father of Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre, died after suffering a massive heart attack at the wheel of his car. Monday night, a game was scheduled against the Oakland Raiders. Brett decided to play and to dedicate the performance to his father. 399 yards and 4 touchdowns later, Favre kept his Packers in the playoff hunt with a decisive 41-7 victory. Tim Green analyzes professional football for Fox Sports and for our program. He's in New Jersey. He's going to join us by phone. First, Happy New Year, Tim. And that had to be one of the most emotional moments in sports this year.
It really was, Leanne, and you talk about eulogies, and this was the perfect eulogy for Brett Favre to give to his dad, because his dad loved the game of football almost, I think, as much as his son does. And Brett has really struggled this season. He has an injured thumb, and it's been difficult for him. So to go out on Monday night with a whole country watching, to say, I'm dedicating this to my father, and then to play as spectacularly as he played and to throw as brilliantly with that injured thumb was a great testament to the love and the respect that he had for his dad, the football coach.
Great story. Okay, last day of the regular football season, let's take a look at the NFC. Okay, here are the teams that are in the playoffs so far: the St. Louis Rams, Philadelphia Eagles, Carolina Panthers, Dallas Cowboys. Two spots are left. Green Bay is still a possibility. Who else is still alive?
Well, Minnesota, Seattle won last night, so they're still alive. And there's a round robin there that's going to be determined in today's games, whether or not Minnesota wins and Green Bay wins. There are tiebreakers among those three teams, Seattle, Minnesota, and Green Bay. So it'll be two of those three.
Let's talk about the other conference, the AFC. Kansas City Chiefs are in, New England Patriots, Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, Denver Broncos. One spot's left. Two teams are fighting for it, but two teams that nobody thought would be in this position.
Oh, that's right. I mean, the Baltimore Ravens have got that great defense that's kept them alive. And the remarkable thing, really, is the Cincinnati Bengals. It has just been a perennial loser, a perennial doormat. I've always said that coaching is even more important than, you know, your star players. And Marvin Lewis has proven that. He's done that with the Cincinnati Bengals. It's the hardest thing to do in sports, to go into a perennial loser and turn around a team, you know, to change their attitude and how they think about themselves. Whether Marvin Lewis wins today and Baltimore loses and he goes to the playoffs or not, he's turned that team around.
Okay, which teams, in your opinion, do you think are best able to get to the Super Bowl?
They always have to ask me the prediction, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And you know what? I have been laboring over this for days now because I said, geez, I got to give Leanne the correct picks. So here's what I've come up with. The St. Louis Rams, there's no way that they should lose. They will not lose to the Detroit Lions today. So the St. Louis Rams, with that win, even though Philadelphia won last night, will have the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And with their offense and the speed and timing of their offense and with their defense, the way it's come back with Leonard Little, the defensive end, kind of leading the charge, I don't think anyone can go into St. Louis and beat the Rams. And then I look over at the AFC and you say, you know, the New England Patriots are the obvious team because they have home field advantage. Kansas City has dropped off significantly. And you say, you know what, they're so well coached with Bill Belichick. But I think that there are two other teams that can go into New England and beat the New England Patriots. And here's the two teams. Tennessee Titans, who was my prediction at the beginning of the year, and still would be, but for the fact that their quarterback, Steve McNair, is very debilitated with an ankle injury. But they still have kind of the force of will and the character they could go into New England and win. The team who I think will win it and will be in the playoffs is the Denver Broncos. And, you know, everyone forgets about what a great coach Mike Shanahan is. The Denver Broncos dropped off a little bit during the season when they lost their quarterback, Jake Plummer. He's back now. He's playing well. But the real key to that team is they've got a great defense. They've got a great offensive line, and Clinton Portis is running the ball extremely well.
Bottom line, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, St. Louis Rams against the Denver Broncos. Rams win it all.
Tim Green analyzes football for Weekend Edition and for Fox Sports. He's in New Jersey, where he's calling today's Giants-Panthers game. Tim's also a best-selling author. His latest novel is The Fifth Angel. Tim, great to talk to you. Have fun today.
Leanne, thanks so much. Great talking with you.